From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. If I say the word anthropologist, the first thing to come to mind might not be Fortune 500 companies, but these companies are actually among the largest employers of anthropologists. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Who's hiring anthropologists? That's what Alex Kranzler wants to know. The third-year UCLA anthropology major is sitting in the front row of class.
This class is called Careers in Anthropology, and I decided to take it because I didn't want to be a statistic, as in the unemployed anthropologists upon graduation.
Today's guest speaker via Skype, Rebecca Park, is proof there's opportunity in the private sector.
There she is. Hi, can you see us?
She's a manager at consulting firm Red Associates. It does social science-style research for companies like Lego, Samsung, Adidas, and Absolute.
All of my data and everything that I think is important in the world comes from observations and everyday people.
Studying everyday people is what Park did to earn her doctorate here at UCLA. She's studied racial disparities in health and human rights issues for think tanks and NGOs. Now her research is used to create toys or sell cancer drugs.
I'm trying to tell them we can make money. You can make money as an anthropologist.
Anthropologists have actually been working in business for decades, starting with Xerox in the late 70s. Microsoft is now among the largest employers of anthropologists worldwide. Cultural anthropologist Liz Briety was one of the first hired by General Motors in the 80s. Even then, her role was misunderstood.
Oh, you do work for companies and you're an anthropologist? Do you dig up old bones?
Briety was actually studying the effect of workers from different countries on company culture at one of GM's plants. She now runs a corporate consulting firm called Cultural Keys.
Culture is a much more commonly understood term than it ever was before.
HR consultant Katie Jones says people with anthropology degrees are crucial for companies like Facebook and Starbucks in addressing race and gender bias.
Being able to track the progress of that initiative is where those anthropologists with that kind of training can really be a big help.
Most corporate anthropologists aren't working on company culture, but on design and marketing. That doesn't sit well with Dominic Matucci, also a student in UCLA's Careers in Anthropology class.
I wouldn't, at this juncture in my life, work for a major corporation that wanted to use my anthropological skills to figure out how to sell more stuff.
The National Science Foundation found that 14% of anthropologists have private sector jobs. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.